And we look at that county pattern, and what do we see? We see only Alameda County. Oh, I can explain Yolo County up here. UC Davis. So sometimes we can explain some of McGovern's areas. He's got cities. He's got New York. He's got Philadelphia. He's got St. Louis. Blacks are finally starting to vote in places like the Black Belt of Alabama. So he's getting some votes. He's getting some of the Hispanic votes in Texas and in northern New Mexico, Butte, Montana, coal mining area, some Indian reservations, back up here into the Mesabi Range, the Iron Range area. Some of these are, I can't explain Cottle County, Texas, voting for McGovern for the life of me. But what it seems to have been is there had been some important local leaders associated with the Democratic Party who were still loyal. The rest of central northern Texas, yes, abandoning the Democratic Party. And that county, Cottle County, now solidly Republican voting. So I was going to go up a little bit more, but I do want to have some time for questions. I'm sorry we don't have more. So let me stop my narrative there, and I will pick up with Jimmy Carter next week and bring us all the way up to the present. So I welcome any comments or questions that any of you may have about this long sweep of U.S. electoral history.